Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
That is not where that goes, sir. That's what he said. We're back at Comedy Works in Denver, Colorado. Mother's Day. Do we have any fucking mothers here in the house? Nice, nice. We couldn't do it without you, moms. Without moms, we're nothing. But I do a show every year on Mother's Day here in Denver because I feel like a lot of people that live here, their moms are somewhere uncool. Yeah, so you can't hang with mom today except for maybe a little FaceTime. Did I say that it's May 12th, 2019? If I didn't, apologize for that. Date lovers. But since it's Mother's Day, I want to see some motherfucking name tags. Oh my goodness. You guys never, never disappoint me. Jason and Silent Doug strike back. You're Jason, right? October Skyly. Your name's Sky? Kylie? I don't know. People are named Sky, right? What? Star Wars Last Jedi, I like it, Jody. Star Wars Episode 2, Matt Tack of the Clones. Jurassic Park. The Green Kyle. Jeff and Amy Make a Porno. I feel like that one's gonna get chosen. Mark of the Penguins. What's the deal with that bowling pin, dude? It's a Big Lemikeski. Of course it is. What's the deal with the Michael Myers mask? Halloween, I like it. Someone's got holding up a volleyball. That's Wilson over there. What's the Pikachu say on it?
Becky Shoe.
Detective Becky Shoe. Well, there's just too many to mention. You guys really did a great job. Thank you for bringing those. Let's bring the house lights back down to, go a little lower than normal. I like it nice and dark down here in the basement. The Comedy Works dungeon. Doug Loves Movies is back in Los Angeles Tuesday night at the UCB Theater, Franklin location. Next Sunday, a week from today, May 19th, I'll be at the Brea Improv in Brea, California. And it's a podcast crossover event as the dudes from All Fantasy Everything guest all together on my show for the first time. Yeah, people love that show. And DLM returns to comedy on stage in Madison, Wisconsin on Saturday. Hey, see, I told you guys were from somewhere else. Saturday, May 25th at 4:20. Boston, Providence, Philly, and more coming up. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com. This is getting so weird. Oh, goodness. Let's look in the prize bag, you guys. I brought some neat stuff.
Ralph's?
Yeah, it's in a Ralph's grocery store bag because I'm all about recycling. I got a fortune cookie at lunch today. I put that in the bag. Yeah, unopened, uneaten, the whole deal. Got a Douglas movie sticker, a Stormtrooper sticker that I meant to give out on the show I did on May 4th. But I forgot. Forgot to do that, so somebody's getting it today. Somebody's getting it. Just did Malton Fest out in Los Angeles. So I grabbed you guys a copy of Los Angeles Magazine. Learn all about that city you probably never want to go to because you live here. Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. A Doug Benson pin from Rockin' Pins. Available for $10 in the alley outside the show. After the show, if you only have a 20, we don't make change, so just buy two. And then I've gotten a few of these over the years because I've been on a few 311 cruises. So I decided to give one away to you guys. Denver deserves this. It's a 311 Cozumel Cruise beach towel. Yeah, it's real nice. It's a real nice beach towel. I don't go to the beach enough anymore to need one. I'm too old for the beach. So all that's in the prize bag. A couple of quick dugouts. Dugout to everyone who came out to Malton Fest in LA. I hope it gets bigger and better next year. It was so much fun this year. It was just the first time out of the gate. The audio was a little crappy. Did anybody listen to the audio of did you get through it okay? A lot of popping sounds on the mics and stuff that we couldn't do anything about.
Hot mics,
exactly. And then another dugout, too. This is exciting. A new business just opened here in Denver called Wise Choice Tattoo Removal.
Yeah, I think they're going to do all right.
But I'm just hearing that they got a really cool laser there that's like less painful than previous tattoo removal places. And supposedly, I hear it does a really good job. And so I'm thinking about getting a tattoo just to go in there and get one removed. Because the removal process sounds like it's not so bad. So I also got a sticker from them, from that company, is in the is in the old prize bag somewhere. It's in here somewhere. All that. Oh, here it is. I'll show it to you guys. Wise Choice Tattoo Removal. There you go. Yeah, they just opened. They've already got a sticker. That's how great that place is. And I'm very excited about the guests I was able to assemble for you guys here today. Please give it up for Rasta Jeff, Taylor Tomlinson, and Jeff Tate. Excitement. Uh-oh. Getting a little feedback off of something. Somebody's too close to something. Yeah, Jeff, you want to take off, Jeff?
I was afraid it was me.
Go stand around the corner. Well, you don't have to move that far, I don't think. Also, we don't know if it was you.
It stopped.
Let's meet them individually, starting with the lady in the middle headlining here all weekend at Comedy Works is Taylor Tomlinson. So happy to have you back.
Oh, thank you. Good to be back.
You were on the show last year sometime in San Jose Improv.
Yeah.
That was super fun. And now you're going up against a man with a lot of hair. Very, very. Are the dreads intimidating to you at all, Taylor?
I like it. You're like stoner Tarzan. Like, this is fun.
I've been called worse.
That was meant as a compliment.
Thank you.
But he can't swing through the jungle anymore because he smoked all the vines. So he moved to Boulder. Started a podcast. That's right. It's Rasta Jeff, everybody.
What's up, Denver?
Legendary figure here at Comedy Works and Doug Loves Movies because you come to every show.
Every show.
And you drive all the way from Boulder.
I come from Pueblo, Doug. I hate to correct you on stage, but I come from Pueblo. I've got to represent my hometown.
You know, I get boulders and pebbles mixed up all the time.
But thanks for having me.
The weed impairs my judgment. But yeah, you always say like you drove a couple hours.
Yes.
And so I always just assume that that's Boulder, and that's... That's not right. That's not right.
There's Boulder and there's Denver. That's all there is.
Yeah, but it's, you know...
It's pretty bold.
I mean, Pueblo has always been a name. Pueblo, Colorado has always been in my life because back in the day, it used to come up all the time as the place that would just have lots of information pamphlets that they would send out to people about things. I don't know why they all came from Pueblo. I'm sure you don't either.
No idea.
The town motto is "Welcome to Pueblo, Colorado, the place that knows everything." No. So maybe that's got something to do with it.
Jeff likes to make up things. And let's go. And so today on the show, I'm going to have to, you know, to differentiate, we've got Rasta Jeff, and then we'll call the other Jeff Regular Jeff. Or wait, what did you say you wanted to be called backstage?
I said something?
Yeah. He's Rasta Jeff, and you're like,
I'm Ganja Jeff.
Yeah, there you go.
Right, but if we're really doing nicknames, then I want to be called Doonesbury.
All right, it's harder to chant, but everybody, give it up for Doonesbury.
What's up, guys? Right? I'm just like Doonesbury. I'm not for everybody, but the ones that get it will try to tell you about it.
Ha ha ha. That's good stuff. Jeff is here, of course, fresh off of his win in Kentucky against his own kin.
I lost.
Wait, you lost?
I lost. Anna the Hammer Mazza took me down. Hammer.
That's
hammer,
right.
Hammer.
That's
hammer.
Right. I forgot. Because I'm just so used to you winning all the time.
Yeah,
I wish. But she took you and your brother down. She pitted you against each other.
Yeah. I mean, my brother forgot that the Mission Impossible, some didn't have names and some did. So that really
they all have names, Jeff. But some of them don't have subtitles.
Yeah.
The subtitling started around, didn't it start around Ghost Protocol?
It started exactly at Ghost Protocol, I think. But I mean, all the movies are captioned. Is that what you mean?
No, that's not what I mean. The subtitle is the words after the colon.
The words after the colon.
But that's the weird part. That's the weird thing about
Mission Impossible.
About Mission Impossible is that there's a colon, and then they have to do a dash later because there's always a colon after mission, because each mission is impossible. So it's actually Mission colon Impossible dash or whatever you call that thing.
Subheading A.
A confused umlaut is sitting there. And then.
Oh man, like they gotta use that.
Another couple of words.
Over and over. They're always doing indentations. Right? It just keeps going over. I mean, just once, as much as I love those movies, just once he's got to not do it so we believe it's at least difficult.
I just know. I just know that I don't want to live in a rogue nation where we have to turn to Ghost Protocol and then deal with the fallout.
And I second that.
We're doing games already?
To the second one. Mission Impossible 2. Anyway, it's great to be here, Denver. I went to the Nuggets Blazers game, and turns out it was basketball.
You just wanted to get some Nuggets and Blaze?
Right, when they said it, you want to go to the Nuggets Blazers game? I thought it was like, it'd be like a cool donut place or something. Like a place where like, we make our own donuts and you can buy weed here.
And then play cornhole.
Yeah, cornhole. Cornhole. They originally wanted to call it butt fucking. That's fine. Right? You look horrified, ma'am. That's why they changed it. Too many people were like, no, thank you. It's a kids' game.
That's why they changed it to the extremely genteel cornhole. Which in some ways is worse, I think.
I mean, it's all bad. Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into the particulars here, starting with the old prize bag. This is your first time, Rasta Jeff, bringing something for the prize bag. Oh, real quick, though, tell us the name of your podcast.
I've got a podcast called The Grow From Your Heart Podcast. It's all about cannabis news, education, and conversation. It's available on iTunes, Stitcher, and YouTube. Thank you, Doug.
Said like a true podcaster. Very professional. We'll mention that again at the end for those of you that didn't get your pens out. I heard some of these comedy clubs are not letting people have pens. You have to put your pen in the bag.
Right.
Because you might write down some of the jokes.
Listen, Doug, it is distracting being sketched.
Yeah, that's why you never want to go on trial. You never want to go on an untelevised trial, because then you're all day long being sketched.
Oh, man, it's so hard. It's so hard to remember your story. To keep your story straight while you're being sketched.
Dude, the way you dress, you are asking to be sketched.
Wait a second. She burns him and you chant his name?
I think I warned
Taylor,
you.
Taylor, 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 Taylor. See, it's fun. Right? I don't begrudge. Everyone should get their name chanted from time to time.
That was very generous of you.
What's your name, ma'am?
Jody.
Jody? Oh, yeah, I saw your poster earlier.
Jody, 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 Jody.
Right?
How's that feel? That feel good?
Does that make up for cornhole?
She loved it.
Right? Sorry I said butt fucking. And that's to you and all the listeners.
Worst Mother's Day ever. So what do you got for us, Rasta Jeff?
Well, I breed high-quality, high-THC cannabis strains, and I brought some super dank seeds. I've got a pack of Arise, and I've also got a pack of Sonic Boom. So hopefully someone grows some dank weed. Yeah.
That's funny that you brought some seeds, because I brought some uncooked meats. I really think we should put people to work with the prizes that we give them. Is it a prize or a project when you give out... when you give out seeds.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome. That's great. Thank you.
I have a bag we can use once all that grows. I'm just trying to help.
Taylor, what do you have for the prize bag?
I figured if you're here today, you probably shat the bed on Mother's Day. So I got your mom. Massive mug that says Mom Fuel, and then inside I got a little candle called Goddess Petals, which is what your cool mom calls her vagina, and then you know, after she gets like remarried to someone like this, and she like finds herself. And then I got a cookie that says Happy Mother's Day, and it is store-bought. It's in a package, but if you take it out and plate it right, it might look like you made it. It's that... the writing on it is that shitty. So, you're welcome.
Taylor, 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 Taylor.
Yeah, and this mug is so big and heavy that the cute pink bag it came in, one of the strings is already broke. So, yeah. So good luck getting this home in one piece.
I got a good bag. This bag comes with it. This
well, you might as well tell us about all of the stuff that's in your bag, Jeff.
Okay, hang on. I gotta make no noise.
Okay, wait, first of all, I have the, when I saw the Lego Movie 2, they gave me a set of Legos to build a thing, and I gave one away on the podcast, and I thought, oh, I want to keep one, and then I realized, nah, I don't want to keep one. It's just a dumb thing. I got this, it's a wristband, during the game earlier, it would light up. But now it does. I mean, it's from the game 7 just a minute ago. Right? I mean, I don't know why you're laughing.
This is how you can remember that the Nuggets lost.
No. Listen, it was both teams played great, so I feel like the fan was the real winner. The fan. We're not here to talk about it. Don't be. You didn't fucking care about the Nuggets until 3 weeks ago anyway. I got this for the real unsung hero.
I mean, Jeff, let's face it. This crowd doesn't really care that much about the Nuggets.
I know.
They were in here waiting for the show to start while that exciting game was finishing. They didn't even have their phones.
Yeah. I mean, also, I don't know. I had to leave early because I had this show. So, I don't know. Who cares? The real unsung heroes of Mother's Day are all the dads who have to give up focus for once and pretend to care. And so I got this for you to give them. It's the most recent Jack Reacher paperback. Right? Dads everywhere will love it. I bought it for the flight here, and then I read the first two pages and realized I read it already. I got a Nuggets enamel pin. This is a real hard day for me, guys. It was my first day as a Nuggets fan, and it's...
Did you, like, find a going out of business sale somewhere?
No, I took one of them off and put it on my hat. I took another one off for my brother. I gave another one to my friend Andy, who, Andy Jewett, he was a producer on Super Troopers 2. And so I have this double DVD, both Super Troopers movies, digital DVD and Blu-ray. All three are in there. Oh, there's no excuse now. Now you gotta do your homework. And I got my one of my albums for the prize bag. And like five of them last year, you know. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Well, you brought five of them to sell?
I brought, what I like to say is, instead of saying five of them, which sounds like I'm stupid, I like to phrase it, I brought the rest of them. I brought the ones I could find right before I left. You're welcome, Denver.
How much are those going for out in the alley after the show?
Whatever you got, interesting trades considered. You've recently decriminalized something else, and I mean, if you're willing to trade,
somebody wants some shrooms.
Interesting trades considered. I want to know what. I want to know what it's like to be on shrooms while struggling to breathe. It really drives home how fragile this whole life thing is.
I got a text from Josh Blue. What's up, dude? Are you in Denver?
Oh, wow. His spider sense kicked in.
I just wrote back, yep. He's always great to have on the show. I wish I had known he was around.
That's a weird thing to say to your current guests. Yeah, I wish I'd known someone better was around.
Thanks, Doug.
No, I mean, I can have four guests. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. This guy thinks we should have seven guests.
I think he was merely saying that in sort of a hyperbolic, you could do whatever you want.
I do.
Yeah.
And can.
I don't think he meant seven specifically. I hope not. That's too many.
It's too many for this stage, unless we like had, you know, brought out shorter chairs and had like a tiered. I guess we could do it. Okay, next time, seven guests.
I should remind you right now to see if Josh Blue's in town.
Should I also write to him, how fast can you get down here?
He's doing it.
Or here, I'm going to say we'll be out in the alley at 6.
Right on the dot-ish. 6-ish on the fucking nose.
Stoner 6.
Yeah. I didn't hear what you said, but you just seem delightful.
Delightful Rasta Jeff, what was the last movie you saw?
I fell asleep watching a movie called The Grass is Greener.
Oh, is that a weed movie?
It's a weed documentary.
And you fell asleep?
Go figure, right? I might have too many dabs.
Yeah, you can't do a lot of dabs and then watch an informative documentary.
Well, you can, but
you can.
Might not finish it.
It might not work out. But you liked what you saw of it?
I think. I fell asleep, so I mean...
Like immediately? You
know, well, halfway
was
through.
Was it about indica weed?
It had to have been.
See, it didn't really work. I mean, I heard this guy say it.
Jeff, stop doing jokes from the audience.
Hey, the look on his face.
Your instincts of your own, on your own thoughts are bad enough. Taylor, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw Long Shot yesterday.
Oh! Yeah. Could you believe she fucked an ugly guy? He's a movie star. Of course he could have sex with a nice, pretty lady.
People are super mad about that.
I think some are. Yeah, those what do they call them? Those cis dudes? No, that's not it.
The sisters brothers.
Yeah, the incels.
There we go. That's probably
it. Yeah, that was totally a different thing. Yeah, those incel. Fucking incels.
What's an incel?
I mean, that's the thing, is I can't even remember the expression because it's so silly to me. It's they claim to be celibate intentionally. But voluntarily, but they're volunteering because they're not getting anywhere sexually.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, I'm going to sign up for this thing where it's like boycotting something you never bought in the first place.
It's like boycotting Coca-Cola. If every time you tried to buy Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola was like, no, thank you. Have you seen Pepsi?
Yeah, try Pepsi. You should go, my cousin Pepsi's nice.
You should try Coke. Coke keeps talking about you. RC will give you a fucking handy. I'm sorry, that guy said that one too. He's been doing a lot of jack-off material in the front.
My stool is damp. I know, it's gross.
That sounds like one of those comedy codes from like the Catskills when they're like, if something needs to happen in the room, my stool is damp. And then everyone working is like, oh fuck, who's the problem? God, you are just not doing well.
Stop. Listen, stop being Jeff's head writer. So Taylor, did you enjoy Long Shot?
I did, yeah. I wasn't mad at it.
Okay.
I relate more to Seth Rogen than Charlize Theron, so I was like, fucking get it! Like, I was happy for him.
Yeah, he's, you know, he's so funny, of course he's gonna get it. I've got a joke I want to say about it, but it's one where you, to get it, you have to have seen it. If you haven't seen it, it might be a little bit of a spoiler, so... I'm just warning you guys, in a week or two, you're going to hear a great joke. I'll probably tweet it. Jeff, what was the last movie you saw?
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Why did you sigh before you said it?
I'm super high. My mouth was a little drier than I thought it was going to be. I've been just listening for a little bit, and I needed a minute.
Need to get that voice back up to speed.
Uh-huh. Right. I practiced in my head, say Spider-Verse, into the Spider-Man. Into the
Spider-Verse. Shit. Right. You can't say it without sighing first. Really helps you get it out there, right?
Spider-Man. Into the Spider-Verse. Taylor.
That would be... That would be a great way to play Jeopardy, is just before every answer, just sigh. What a Spider-Man.
It's none of them are Spider-Man. Please. They're like, that's what would happen to me. None of these are going to be Spider-Man, dude. Do you see one category where it even might be Spider-Man? Anyway, I love that movie.
What'd you watch it on?
I watched it on a TV, like a big TV. I saw it in the theater a couple of times. I bought it on iTunes. There's a fucking Spider-Pig short. Oh, God, that's so funny. Spider-Ham, whatever. Oh my God, that movie is amazing. Like, wow.
Gives you a lot to work with, doesn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, a lot to see.
A lot and to then, think about.
But then they put words up, so, you know, sometimes I get a little confused, right? I get a little lost. Sometimes I can't hear what they're saying all the time, but then boom, the words are up. It looks like a comic book. It looked like a comic book,
so there'd be words on the screen.
Yeah.
Don't panic. It's not like subtitled and foreign and shit. That's what puts me to sleep, reading subtitles. You better be a damn good movie if you're going to make me read it.
What was the last movie you read?
That is a good one. Maybe Roma, one of the Academy Award nominated foreign films, like, was probably the last foreign film I saw and read. What was that one about the kids? Shoplifters.
Ooh.
Neverland. I feel like that's a word you're always anxious to say. When you pull up to some children in your van. Ever been to Neverland? I could take you there, but we'll never arrive. Hence the name, you guys. That wasn't a... I guess it was. All right, so... Thank you for that roundup of current movies that people can go and see themselves. I know you guys love this podcast, but you can also check out the movies we talk about. Yeah.
Fuck, I just assumed that they were watching them already. No? Anyway, you should see that Spider-Man movie. It's funny. It's funny.
Turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin! We got name tags right here in Denver City. Got lots of name tags. And while people chant Tate, we'll go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you by Blue Chew. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go. Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed with BlueChew.com. BlueChew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill. This isn't just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants extra function to enhance their performance. Most guys talk a good game, but if you're one and done, Blue Chew can even help your follow through for round two. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. No in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. Blue Chew is made in the USA, and since it prepares and ships direct, it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code DLM. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code DLM, to try it free. Back to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back. And I just got gifted something called Chocorooms. They're like chocolate mushrooms? And do they have real mushroom power, or is it just a snack? It's a candy, yeah.
Only one Thanks, way to dude. Find out.
I'm not taking mushrooms in the middle of my show, even if they're fake candy mushrooms. It does make sense, though. Like, you know, candy cigarettes? Like, anything that's, you know, children shouldn't have, make a candy version. Make a candy version to get them hooked early. Who are you playing for there, cheater?
Well,
Rasta Jeff picked his own girlfriend's name tag. It's really dividing the crowd.
No. This is not a show with booing. Like, you wouldn't pick your own girlfriend's, or you at least don't understand why he did.
Everyone that was booing is just a bunch of incels. I don't have a girlfriend whose name tag I could pick.
My choice, I'm alone.
I've got Jeff and Amy Make a Porno.
It is a really good poster. She did a very good job.
Good job.
She
man.
Somehow, I mean, just seeing you without dreads is worth the price of admission alone. That's
the
really
only time you'll see that.
Yeah, that's great. All right, so good luck.
That's you. From when?
From Photoshop, dude.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty amazing. All right, good job. What do you got there, Taylor?
I got Avengers End Page. I'm guessing your name's Paige. I've never seen this woman before. It's not my girlfriend. Everybody chill the fuck out. And I picked it because three of us are on here, and also just randomly a lock of my hair in the middle. Just some went wrong at the printing. There's just a disembodied bit of my hair over Black Widow. So that's fun. But this is great. I love this. I love when people put different faces on Avengers posters. I don't know how to do it, so I'm very impressed. Look, it's you.
Nice. I know. Which one am I?
Now we're all on a poster.
Dog, I'm Doctor Strange.
Yeah, you are. What do you got there, Jeff? Looks like you got yourself a nice toy.
I'm playing for some weed that was on this thing. It's just some weed. I assume your name is Weed. He taped some weed to whatever to this anchor thing. His name's Patrick. It's a Matrix toy. I love the Matrix. And but mostly it was the weed. You know? I can't lie. They sell candy where I live.
Weed is legal in Cincinnati.
What?
I mean, candy is legal, right? I fucked that up.
We decriminalized candy 3 years ago. And having a good time is just a ticket now.
A ticket to King's Island. Yeah. I like roller coasters.
Okay.
There's a gentleman over there that hates chili. He said, fuck Cincinnati. All right, so that's, you're playing for Patrick.
Playing for Patrick.
Patrick, Paige, and Amy. or who you guys are playing for. And again, thank you to everyone for bringing all your name tags. But now we're going to get serious and compete. Let's start with characters. Welcome. I'm just going to list off the characters listed in the end credits of a motion picture according to IMDb. And then you guys can guess as often as you'd like what the title of the movie is. First person to get it right wins. Only people on stage are eligible. No matter how excited you are about knowing the answer, don't yell it out. Yeah, especially you, Amy. You guys aren't a team. I mean, you are in life, but not in this game. You ready, Jeff?
Yeah.
I wasn't talking to you. Here it goes. There's someone in this movie whose credit is police officer.
Lethal Weapon.
No, there's a...
Lethal Weapon 2.
No.
Police Academy.
Lethal Weapon 3.
No.
One more.
RoboCop.
Don't help at all. No. I'll save you the trouble. It's not RoboCop 2. It's not the reboot of RoboCop. There's a character in this movie called Tow Truck Driver. Sister Mary Mary. There's someone named Jade East. Someone else called Strawberry.
Inherent Vice.
No, but that's a good guess.
Nice Dreams. Up in Smoke.
Up in Smoke is correct.
Don't say Strawberry.
Rasta, 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 Rasta.
Yeah, it goes on to Freak with Basketball.
Lethal Weapon 4.
There's a character named... I don't think Jeff understands what happened. There's a character named Mr. Stoner, Sergeant Stadenko. That's a real giveaway one right there. And then Cheech and Chong are called Man and Pedro. Pedro and the Man. Yeah, so that's Up in Smoke from 1978. Yeah, great job, Rasta Jeff.
Thank you, thank you.
Would you like to, I was going to say throw a donut into the crowd, but what's that Reese's right there? What's going on with that? That's what's going on.
That's
going
to be a mess. No, I want to
Jeff,
be invited back.
You...
Let's not throw that.
Why not?
If you want me to throw that, I will, but I want to be invited back.
Throw it!
No, you'll be invited back. It's packaged. Just chuck it into the crowd. Yeah. Can't see. Watch your eyes. Oh, wow. That guy snagged that shit like he's never eaten. Did the Easter Bunny not bring you a Reese's egg this year?
We got more.
What's
more
that?
Ammo.
A whole fucking bag of candy? All right, so yeah, so whenever somebody wins a game, they could chuck some candy into the crowd. This next game.
I'm stoned, bro. Don't do that shit.
Don't throw stuff at stoned people.
Oh, yeah. Some beef jerky.
Oh, I'll take that. Laura's Lean Grass-Fed Beef. Wow. Yeah, I'm keeping this.
That fresh duct tape seal on there?
It says gluten-free. I hate that beef jerky where they jam a bunch of gluten into it.
That's actually, that's called meat jerky.
All right, this next game we're going to play. Jeff's having fun. I'm not going to tell you which one. I think they both are.
I made a porno.
Yeah, according to your girlfriend's poster. Yes, that's no, interesting.
The verb is make a porno. It means it's currently happening. So.
Which means you're involved.
No, I'm a background player. Right, maybe a featured extra.
It's not SAG.
Atmosphere. All right. Now we're going to play ABCD's Nuts. I don't know if Taylor's played this before.
I have not.
It's a game. It's a spelling game, sort of. We're going to spell something, and by spell something I mean I'm going to tell you a phrase, and then we're going to take turns, the three of you, naming movies that begin with the next letter in that phrase. Since Ross to Jeff won that last game, he gets to go first. And then we'll go to Jeff Tate, and then we'll go to you, Taylor. You should have an idea how it works by then. And if you match what I've written down, then ahead of time, I pick a movie that begins with that letter. If you match it, you just win this game automatically. And the show gets over really early. We'll have to spend a lot of time throwing candy. But here's an interesting wrinkle on a few of these, and I'll tell you ahead of time when it happens. I've written down more than one answer. So you got twice the chance of matching me. It's still out of all the movies ever made. So the thing to pay attention for, and it's tough to do when you have to go first, but there will be a theme to all of the, hopefully all of the answers. I feel like you don't know what I was talking about.
I've listened to a lot of episodes.
Taylor, it sounds very complicated.
It's so much easier than you currently think it is. Like, once he does one and then I do the other, you'll be like, oh, I can't believe there was 1 second where I thought I wouldn't get it.
It is weird. It's like live, die, repeat, end this game. When I'm explaining it to the guests who've never played it before, they're just like, what are you even... Are you kidding me? Name any movie that begins with that letter and that's a success? And some people panic. They're like, I'm not going to be able to think of a movie that begins with M. I'm like, well, get off the goddamn stage then. Because that's going to be the first letter. We are spelling Mother's Day. Yay! Mother's Yay! So, Ross to Jeff, start us off. The letter's M. Name any movie that begins with M. And this is a double. I wrote down two. So if you get either of the two I wrote down, you win this whole thing.
Keep teaching us about it, because I go blank when I get in front of a crowd.
Oh, okay. So M is a letter in the alphabet.
Doug, what if I went first?
Yeah, that would help me out.
What if you just gave me a letter? Like, we'll do a practice frame, all right? Let's say that it's a Z. Right, and then I gotta name a movie that starts with the letter Z, so I would say Zodiac. And Doug would say, I was thinking something else, and I'd be like, oh dang it. And they'd be like,
all right,
Tate. Right, like it's that simple, man.
All right, so Ross to Jeff.
You need to have him explain the games.
Yeah.
That was so much clearer.
About Marvel's
Well, I mean, he just, without asking me first, just started playing the game out loud with a made-up scenario. If I did that, then we'd be playing the game before playing the game. So I hope that you understand it. Did you think of one?
Marvel's The Avengers.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take that.
Cheated.
I went with, you could have said, Mommy Dearest... Or mother! Mother, that's mother with an exclamation mark. Not the other mother without one that was made by Albert Brooks.
That was just mother?
That was just mother. Jennifer Lawrence was in Mother! And Albert Brooks directed Mother. Oh my God. Jeff, are you gonna be okay?
Yeah. I'm gonna be okay.
Okay, so the next letter is O, because we're spelling Mother's Day.
Yeah,
so unless Jeff fails, your letter will coming to you, Taylor, will be the T in Mother. What do you think for O, Jeff?
For Mother's Day, I'm going to say other people's money.
That does begin with the letter O, but it's not the one that I wrote down.
Right, it's like a half win.
I wrote down one that no one in a million years would guess, but it's so perfect for today. There's an actual movie, starred Jonathan Winters, called Oh Dad, Poor Dad, Mama's Hung You in the Closet, and I'm Feeling So Sad. Yeah, shit's fucking real. We played that once on Live, Die, Repeat. It was very funny. Because nobody's ever
Winters,
heard of it.
So it's funny?
Huh?
Jonathan Winters
is funny.
It's a comedy. It's a comedy.
Yeah.
About a lady who hangs her...
I think it's based on a play of the same name, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Those are fun.
Can I ask a question really quick?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a theme to all the ones you picked?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
See, that's why I wanted you to go third, because I knew you'd figure this all out.
Okay.
By the time it got to you. So the letter is T.
I don't know the theme yet, so this probably won't be the one you wrote down. I'm going to say Toy Story.
It's a great answer. Could have said Toy Story 2, Toy Story 3. Toy Story 4 is out soon. I went with Throw Mama from the Train. H is the next letter.
Hellraiser.
Yes! I have never seen a Hellraiser movie.
You're better off for that, probably.
Well, you know, horror enthusiasts like them, but as soon as I saw fucking Pinface Man, I was just like, and he's the bad guy, right? In it? Sort of? Yeah. He's a little prick. Even though he's a bad guy, I still worry that he'll fall down. Or like open up a cabinet into his face, or I just don't, you know, somebody will miss with a high five and
people walk
just
by,
plow a bunch of needles into his face.
People walk by and hang up like, do you want me to teach you guitar? And then just like stick it to one of his fucking needles.
Bulletin board head.
Yeah, he should definitely, it should say post no bills.
Post no bills.
On that pinhead guy.
Hellraiser : post no bills.
I went with a motion picture where Sigourney Weaver and Jennifer Love Hewitt played mother and daughter con artists called Heartbreakers. Oh. Yeah, so E is the next letter for you, Jeff.
Evil Dead 2.
Yes! That's a good one. There is actually a movie called Ed and His Dead Mother. R is your letter, Taylor.
Rain Man.
Oh, so close.
Really?
No, you said a movie that begins with R, so. So you did get that much right. It's in the R area. And it's one of the more, if I wasn't here, this would be a fun movie to watch on Mother's Day. Room. Yeah, not fun at all, that movie. That movie is not fun.
Now, John, you're here, Jeff, your letter is an apostrophe. Good luck.
It's called Bleh.
There's got to be one that begins with an apostrophe.
Right? You
yeah.
Think?
I'm going to look it up on my phone that I get to use.
The hillbilly version called Round the World in 80 Days.
Like, what's IMDb going to do if I just type in apostrophe first? No results. But then I'll do another letter, like maybe
apostrophe A.
L. No. A. This is fun. O. Oh.
Oh.
No. So I guess there aren't any.
You're out.
We'll move on. We'll move on to the next letter, which of course is S.
Stop or my mom will shoot.
That is the answer. Holy shit. Nobody saw that coming.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, just for fun, Jeff, do you want to guess what the D was?
No, thanks.
Why did you say that?
Because he's dumb. I'm sorry. I'm just guessing based on what I know about you already.
Don't stop or my mom will shoot.
The sequel.
Sounds dirty.
Keep going.
You better fuck me or my mom will shoot you.
Right?
Finally, the incel movie we've all been waiting for.
Right, when those guys leave the church, they go all the way. Never mind.
All the way home?
You're fired. I fired him, Doug.
It's too bad those earlier chants for you can't be taken back. They're out there forever. But that was a good guess, sir, on the D, but the actual, what I wrote down was Divine Secrets of the Ya-Ya Sisterhood. And then for A, I wrote down Angela and the Bee.
Okay.
Because that's her, you know, this whole thing with her mother and the spelling bee. And then...
Akilah and the Bee?
Oh, yeah. I really did write Angela.
Angela's ashes.
I thought she needed a wider name. And then there's something called, it just fit perfectly for Y. I don't know what this movie is, but it's called You'll Like My Mother. Which also sounds like an incel movie.
It's the one psycho sequel that was like trying to be a rom-com. Okay, you guys could take those chants back now.
I can't believe it. The streak that Rasta Jeff is on here today. Yeah, you get to go first in the next game, but before we do that, do you want to throw some candy at people?
I love throwing candy at people.
Here he goes. Look at him go, look at him go. That's exciting. What? The longest dread that you have hanging off of your head, how long is it? Do you know?
I don't have a number, but to my knees, does that count? Does that count? Is that a thing? I'm 6'5", it goes to my knees. Do the
Interesting.
Math.
How much do you have left after your knees? How long is your knee to foot area?
It's probably Jim, I'm obviously not good at this. I'm obviously not good at this.
Do you ever buy
game.
Socks?
I bet it's about 5 feet.
They have numbers on them?
No, you're just like, give me some knee highs. I need them to go to my knees.
The ones with weed leaves on them.
Yeah. So you got how tall did you say you were?
I'm 6'5".
Okay, so these are probably about, your hair is probably about 5'8".
Sure.
Yeah.
Officially.
Good job.
Cool. Out of how many?
Would you like to count?
No, like 5 feet out of how many feet? When does this stop? Like out of six, when you get to six, are you like, I'm just gonna keep it at six?
No.
You're gonna let it go? Forever. You're gonna walk on them?
Yeah, well, no, I'll tie
them. Get them caught up under the back of your shoes?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I'll hire someone to carry them.
That seems dangerous.
It's a good thing Pinhead doesn't have long dreads because he'd trip on it.
And that guy can't hang out with me.
Smash those pins into his... Exactly, yeah.
You can't be friends.
You don't want him around. Let's play Last Man Stanton. Now, even though Anna did eventually win against Jeff, it still was very exciting and competitive. And so I really enjoyed playing the game that way, stacking it all up against Jeff and then seeing how he does.
Okay.
So this is a game, Taylor and Jeff, where we take turns naming movies that a person has been in. And if you can't think of one, you're out. But you have a lifeline, which is, you can go to Amy once, Ross to Jeff, and you can go to Paige once, Taylor, if you need Paige, but just the one time. And then if you, can't answer correctly after that, you're out. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, I have a question. What if you go to your lifeline and they don't know one either?
You are fucked. Your lifeline is an a-hole, and you should never have picked that name tag.
There's a lot of shame sort of falls on their family.
Let's say you guys did have your phones. Is it possible to make calls from down here? Can you get a line out, or are we too underground? All right, Jeff, I'm going to call you. Let's see if it works.
Shit.
I just meant from in the past, if you remembered from before the phone ban here at the... Before the phone ban of 2018.
Do you really have that many emails?
Yeah.
Reply to somebody.
Oh, shit, somebody's calling me right now.
What are the odds?
It's Brant Tobler. He's a comedian. He's been on this show. Let's talk to him. What's up, dude?
He hung up.
Oh, that's you over there? Hey, dude, good to see you. Hey, here he is. Hey, where does the sound come out?
Put it. You gotta put it on speaker.
It worked. So it doesn't work for very long. But it does work. So if your lifeline fails you, Taylor, same with you, Ross to Jeff, you can call somebody. You can do a lifeline on your phone to try to get the answer.
How long can we spend explaining to the person we call what we're doing?
You know, it's like How to Be a Millionaire. We'll put you on a clock.
Oh, yeah.
The whole room will start chanting. Yeah. Make it hard for you to hear.
What we'll do is I'll eat two Reese's Cups, and then whenever I can finally whistle again, you're out of time.
Whenever I can finally whistle again.
Yeah.
It's going to take a while, I guess.
You got to get two Reese's Cups all the way gone.
Why don't you throw some saltines in there, too?
Why don't we? Why don't we just give her all the time in the world?
Why don't you go have a whole meal and then come back?
Listen, if you can, I'm going to eat a Monte Cristo. If you're still on the phone when I'm done with that entire Monte Cristo, you're out of time.
How many of those do you think you've had in your life?
Monte Cristo?
Mm-hmm.
Probably seven. It should be more. It should be more, but the places that serve them always have like a cutoff time.
I can't believe you had an actual answer. I can't believe that you actually know your count of Monte Cristo.
Doug.
They couldn't decide between Channing Doug or Benson.
No, they
so it was
decide.
A mix. It was a
they
nice
all
mix.
Decided it was that guy that got it wrong. Right? He's mad because I fired him.
But here's the wrinkle today, Taylor. And Rasta Jeff, you both have to think for a second, because normally we just get some random actor's name, and you know, it's Tom Cruise or The Rock or whoever, and that's great, but you know, we like to use actresses as well, and also not necessarily people that are in a million movies. So each of you today gets to pick the name of an actor or actress that you think you would do well at this. And Jeff might not do so well. Yeah. All in an effort to take down the powerful Tate.
Don't let my Tate. Looks not deceive you.
There's one guy out there that is, wants to chant every time he hears your last name, so I'm not going to say it anymore.
It's cool. It's always fun to know who's going to murder you. Right for...
Okay, so Taylor and Jeff are thinking about it. Do either one of you have one that you'd like to do? Somebody.
I'm trying so hard to think of somebody
you could really
that
kick
you
ass at.
Wouldn't know.
Like you know all of their movies. You know? Somebody.
I'm gonna. I'm
don't, try to, don't try to curveball Rasta Jeff. You two should work together against me.
He's going to know everything I'm thinking as part of my problem.
Right.
Well, you've been doing so well. Like, I met you backstage,
oh,
and you're like, I haven't seen no movies, and now we're out here. I'm like, this guy's been hustling me. That is the first thing he said. He's like, I don't even watch movies. Yeah, right.
Don't tell them that.
He's hustling all of us. He pretended he couldn't think of a movie that begins with M.
Yeah.
I can't believe he didn't say Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
It was right there.
I would have said Mother's Day because I'm lazy.
I'm going to get brave and I'm going to go with Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Oh, Sandman. Oh. Very cool.
Okay.
That's going to take a while. He's been in a few movies. What do you think, Taylor?
I'm going to say Jennifer Lopez.
Ooh. J-Lo and the Sandman.
I'm banking on they may not be able to name like any. That's what I'm hoping for. Because I don't know that many. Because I don't think there are that many. This is my strategy. I'm going to be real transparent about it.
You know, J-Lo alternates between movies and TV and music.
But we can't
music.
Say TV, right?
No, we can't.
Okay.
But she's in 30 movies or
oh,
more.
Oh, yeah. Is she really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
All right, so I play along in this game, but Jeff gets to go first, Rasta Jeff, and then we'll go to Taylor, other Jeff, and then me, and good luck to everybody.
Just a movie that either one of those people have been
either
in.
One of those people, yeah.
Doug, it's regular Jeff?
Yeah.
Not other Jeff, it's regular
or
Jeff.
Or Ganja Jeff.
Ganja Jeff, Doonesbury, yeah. That's what it is.
And Doonesbury. You're a man of many nicknames, but just one face.
All right, I'm going to kick it off with Money Train.
Oh, look at you. He's doing
curveball.
A J-Lo out of the gate. Taylor.
Made in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. Jeff.
Enough. Yeah.
Yes. Good answer, Angel Eyes.
Selena.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you.
So glad there wasn't
taking
a subtitle.
Taking all the J-Los.
I know. Wow. 50 First Dates.
Mm-hmm. Sandman.
The Jeff. Wedding Singer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We might as well do all the Barrymores, the Drew Barrymore trilogy, and say Blended.
Oh.
Billy Madison.
Trilogy?
What?
Billy Madison.
Billy Madison! I fucked that one up on a previous show. Taylor?
Click.
Mm-hmm. Jeff?
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, I said on the show in Nashville, I said Happy Madison.
Oh, man. I felt you felt stupid.
Yeah. But that's his production company. That it says it at the beginning of all his movies, including The Do-Over.
Little Nicky.
Mm-hmm.
Anger Management.
Yeah.
The Water Boy.
Okay, this is my impression of Jeff. The Longest Yard.
Do you want me to say it how I would say it? Here it goes. Hold on, Cole Reed. The Longest Yard.
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 Jeff.
Big Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor. Jack and Jill.
Yes. This is intense.
That's my boy.
I don't know if I can beat Jeff today. I feel like he's gonna reign over me.
I think I'm done.
What?
Yeah, my mind. It's way harder up here. It's easier
it
in the car.
You're right. It's way harder up here.
Still have a lifeline.
Because also some of these movies begin with M. But go to go to Amy and see what she's got.
Spanglish.
Spanglish. Oh, there you go.
Spanglish.
All right. So now you might get triggered to think of some more as we go around. Taylor.
Bedtime Stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anaconda.
Yeah. I like the hand thing. I'm gonna do that before all of my answers. Jeff really puts he really puts it all together well in his head. That's why my nickname for him is the Cobbler.
That movie was about shoes. Wasn't about cobbler at all. Fucking bullshit movie. I thought it was gonna be about cobbler.
Ross to Jeff.
Grown-ups.
Yeah. Yes, see? See that? I knew you'd figure it out. Taylor?
There's a Grown-Ups too, right?
Uh-huh.
Thank God.
There sure is.
I mean it's cool that y'all are still in the game, but I'm feeling pretty bulletproof.
Jeff, if you win today, I'm gonna buy you a snack. Do you know what it's gonna be?
I don't, but I
mixed nuts.
Wait, did you say what? What did you say?
I said bulletproof.
Oh, God damn it! I didn't know that was a movie. I was just like, he's doing really well. You are bulletproof, yes. Can we be less cutesy about the answers so that I don't get lost? My God. Thank you.
Taylor.
I didn't know we had to work it into a sentence.
Well, you don't have to. But you can.
My shows are like pro wrestling. Like the audience, the allegiances just change. Just based on whoever's talking enough shit.
It's a big tent, Doug. There's room for everybody.
All right, we're back to you.
I've been stalling long enough. I'm going to say Black Sheep, and maybe he showed up with his friends.
Oh, I like that strategy, but I don't believe he appears in that one.
It's worth a shot.
Wait a second, though.
No.
Wait a second, though.
Maybe.
He does show up in that one Rob Schneider movie where Rob Schneider, what is he, a giant baby?
Is it called
Or no,
Black
he's a girl.
Sheep. Is it called Black Sheep?
White Chicks. Because if it wasn't Black Sheep, I'm wrong. White Chicks might be what you're saying over there. But I'm not going to cheat.
No, it's not called White. It's not called White Chicks. It's called
Hot Chicks.
The Hot Chick, yeah.
Wait, what was the one with the Wayans brothers where they were white? White Chicks.
But that's the Wayans brothers.
Yeah. It was kind of a sequel to Hot Chick.
That's probably why I didn't get it. I never saw the first one.
Whose turn is it now? Me or Taylor? Taylor.
Is it me? Second act, yeah.
Yeah, that was the recent one. She just did that, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
I saw
Jeff.
It. It was good.
Let's see how cutesy you can get with this one.
You saw Second Act?
I saw Second Act.
Oh, my God.
Calm down.
So
don't go overboard.
I didn't know anyone saw Second Act. What? Oh, did you? I'm sorry.
Did you just say going overboard?
Yeah.
That was very early Adam Sandler movie.
I said calm down. Don't going overboard. It's not a real sentence, but whatever. It's a Sandler thing. I'm still in it.
I'm looking forward to when you leave today, Jeff. You want to know why?
Why is that?
Because you'll be out of sight.
This is like
when your two friends start flirting and you don't know if you should leave. It's like, you guys are doing a different thing than I'm doing. It's like when you all go out for milkshakes, but they share one, and you're kind of like, should I go?
I mean, I'm just glad to know we're friends. She said it right at the beginning.
I did, yeah. What, is it my turn? The Boy Next Door.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. See, that J-Lo, she really cranked that shit out.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
You know what my favorite character was in that movie?
What's that?
The wedding planner.
Is he a planner or a singer?
No, planner was J-Lo and McConaughey.
We already said the wedding singer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't mess with the Zohan.
Yeah.
Zohan.
Don't mess with the Zohan.
You can't just say the same one that she just said.
Don't.
Don't say it. You gotta say
mess.
A new one.
Don't mess. Well, Doug, that is just the Ridiculous Six. We're getting low on titles. It's hard to make them flow.
We're getting there, but there's still a few. Adam was in Shakes the Clown.
Oh.
See, Paige. That wasn't cutesy.
No, that wasn't. I appreciated it. Paige,
right
do you
out.
Have one for me?
Oh, she's going to Paige.
Eight Crazy Nights.
That might be the first chant for an audience member.
Oh, man.
Jeff.
I feel punch drunk, love.
You know where I'm staying here in town?
Where's that, Doug?
Hotel Transylvania.
Boy, I walked right into that one.
Okay, I think this is a movie, if I'm wrong. I just remember watching this and being like,
I said Hotel Transylvania.
Yeah, but I'm saying one, and I'm prefacing in case I'm wrong. The Meyerowitz Stories? Was that a movie?
Yeah,
it was.
Does that count, even though it's on Netflix?
It was a Netflix movie with Ben Stiller and Adam. And
Okay,
so yeah, it counts.
Awesome.
Yeah, it counts. Right.
Jeff?
I mean, it doesn't count. You guys should argue about it more.
Are you out of titles, Jeff?
No. I just need a little. I just need a minute to do some dirty work.
You guys are both working so hard over there, both of you could have said Hotel Transylvania 2.
Oh, God!
Taylor?
There's a movie that I can't think of the title of. And it's driving me crazy. I think it's a movie. It's the one where Emma Thompson's like narrating it, and there's a part where Adam Sandler's like jerking off. Right?
What? I don't
God,
know.
I didn't finish it, so I don't know. Oh my God! There's like.
What'd you say again, Jeff?
I don't.
What was your last answer?
Dirty word.
Dirty word. Yeah.
My last answer was Hotel Transylvania 2. Taylor, do you have anything?
It's not gonna be like hotel work or something. Like, what are you? What kind of hint are you giving me? I don't know what it is. I don't think I do got this. I cannot think of what it is. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I think I'm out.
You did great.
Sorry, Paige.
You did great for her. But now, fighting it out are me and Jeff. What do you got, Jeff?
Like, I don't trust that that's not a setup. You've done that to me before where you've really put it in my head that there was a third one and then I say it and there's no third one. All I did was fall off my fucking high horse or whatever. So I'm going to say... did anybody say the hot chick?
What?
No, but
we were just talking about it.
Yeah, we just talked about
it. Yeah, so you could say it.
Are you kidding me?
The hot chick.
My turn. Hotel Transylvania 3.
Not true. Not a real movie. Full title.
Oh, shit. Dracula Loves Summer. I'm pretty sure it didn't have a subtitle. It did? What is it?
Summer Vacation.
Summer Vacation. I was so close. I hope the next one is Hotel Transylvania Goes to Jail.
And I'm going to say The Week Of.
What's that?
It's that Netflix movie with Chris Rock that he made where... I don't know. He churns out a lot of garbage now. And one of the things he churned out was called The Week Of. Another thing, I mean, if you don't, listen, just go with it.
Hey, that's my boy.
When I first saw a poster for That's My Boy, I thought it was a movie where Adam Sandler and Andy Samberg switched heads. The poster made it look like they switched heads somehow.
Well, you guys did great. You're amazing. Funny people, and but Jeff Tate pulled it off. He's the winner. Where's Patrick to come get the stuff?
It's right there.
Here's all your stuff right here, Patrick. Congratulations, dude. Be really careful with that giant mug. That one's heavy. I tried to consolidate for you, but I'm not a bagger.
I got seeds.
Not a bagger by trade. Yeah, you won the seeds. You won the seeds and a towel and a big cup. You could move out.
See you later, family.
Patrick's got some stuff. Oh, and he wants you to sign it?
I did already.
We'll all sign it out in the alley. Let's do some plugs real quick. Your podcast, great job, Rasta Jeff.
Thank you.
Uh,
Oh, don't stop. I'm getting used to that.
The podcast is called...
The podcast is the Grow From Your Heart podcast. It's on iTunes and Stitcher and YouTube. It's all about cannabis. If you're a new grower, a longtime grower, a pro grower, a new smoker, you will learn something from my show. Even if you're not into cannabis, you may learn something. And I'm kind of funny sometimes, so it might be worth it.
Yeah, and no trivia games.
No games.
Yeah. You don't play any games. But thank you for being here. And Taylor Tomlinson, what's going on with you? What do you got to plug?
Thank you, three people. I also have a podcast with a couple comics called Self Helpless. I'm at Taylor Tomlinson. Thank you. I'm at Taylor Tomlinson on everything, and ttomcomedy.com for any road dates that are coming up.
Taylor, return
to normal life after that.
It's Denver. It's not normal.
Jeff, what do you got to plug? Getting winded when you walk up the stairs?
Yeah. It's a podcast I delete almost every day. I make it as I gasp for breath. I have a podcast called Altered Tates. I make it with my brother. And we're back on track. I got new fucking gear. Don't sweat it. Don't worry about it. Right? Next, on Thursday, this coming up Thursday, the 16th, I think, or whatever. Maybe. This Thursday, Knoxville, I'm at the Pilot Light. So just show up there and we'll get it started.
Once people show up, you'll do a show?
Yeah, yeah.
I like it. I like that. It's a good approach.
And then on Friday, I'm in Asheville, North Carolina at a place called the Lazoom Room.
Whoa, that sounds fun.
That sounds goddamn delightful. It's going to be... So if you're in those places, come to my shows.
Here, everybody... Here you go. All three of you look at me. Get a nice... I know it's really close for you, Ross and Jeff, but this is beautiful. Because, you know, normally I use pictures taken from the audience, but they have a no phones rule here at Comedy Works. So I had to do it. But thank you to Comedy Works, and thank you to you guys for being here. We're keeping the Mother's Day tradition alive. We'll do it again next year if that's all right with you guys. I'll be at Magoobies outside of Baltimore in the first week of June. There goes Jeff. He doesn't understand that I'm just trying to wrap it up. And he's only been on the show 100 times. That's right. It's Jeff Tate, Taylor Tomlinson, Rasta Jeff. I'm Doug Benson. As always, what? Play that theme song.
Enjoy it.
Get extra confidence in bed with BlueChew.com, the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Blue Chew is for any guy who wants to enhance their performance, and it ships straight to your door in a discreet package. BlueChew.com is where you need to go to get your first shipment free when you use the special promo code DLM. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BLUEChew.com, promo code DLM, to try it for free. Do it. All right. Yeah. Bye.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.